we're ecstatic that not only the turnout and the partnership with the Heart Association is already a special one. We're sort of thrilled to sort of serve as not only event chair and the leadership role, but sort of the platform to really expand participation across the community. And we're seeing that here tonight. And we have events planned, you know, throughout the year. The Heart Association does, and we want to bring a lot of attention to those. And so it's an honor for us to do it, and we're excited about it.
Yvette Mingo was telling us about the mission of the association and having the Orioles and your family involved. I know your family's been quietly involved for a long time, a little bit more public now, but that mission, Lewis, is that why you guys are involved? Just strip away everything else, the mission of what these people are trying to do.
Absolutely. We saw last year with Brian Roberts did a video message to a boy that he had spent time with in the hospital who received a heart transplant when he was 10. And that 10-year-old boy, 4 years later, obviously he's 14 years old and active and healthy and playing sports. It's a great story. So thankfully, friends of the team at Brown Advisory, who was the chair last year and did a fantastic job, asked us to participate. And that gave us the deeper involvement in our conversations, which from day one couldn't have been any easier. The Heart Association are absolute professionals, and they run a determined, focused effort. And we just sort of hitched a ride on that last year, and it led to this. So it's all a part of what we're trying to do. Bring attention the recess initiatives for kids, active lifestyles, getting kids healthy, eating better. Go Red for Women, all the programs they have to bring attention to women's issues related to heart disease and stroke. These are all initiatives that play, obviously, across not just Orioles fans, but all around the community and all around the state and the region. So, again, it's just a perfect platform and way that the Orioles can help.
When you see the outpouring of affection, last question, the outpouring of affection and emotion from the business community, the fans, your players were here today, and obviously the staff of the Heart Association. What does that tell you about? I guess it makes you feel that you made the right decision getting involved, huh?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I mean, if there's any hesitation, which again, from last year, there really wasn't any. We've gotten such a great response already. Again, by evidence by this turnout and by the immediate responses, and everyone we spoke to said, well, that's just such a great thing that the Orioles are joining the effort. But I stress that they are highly organized and very effective, and so they've made it really easy for us to work with them, to get on board. I think we're already almost more than 25%, toward the goal. We want to exceed the goal. So again, we're going to keep bringing attention to it. You see it in the broadcast. You see the sort of 2-for-1 ticket offer, which I'd ask people to go on the website. It's a great offer. You make a donation to the Heart Association, and then you can avail yourself of that offer, and it's 50% off.
In the heat of the pennant race.
So I mean, stress that win. Yeah, stress that too. I mean, we are in a pennant race, and we got to get people out, and it's just, this is a great reason to come out. Great reason to motivate people to jump in and jump on board. Again, it's already a great start, and we want to really advance it and make it work. February 1st, 2014.